Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's see. Who all do we have at mom phone? Who's there with you?
Okay, it's a whole bunch of us. I'm Mrs. Williams, my daughter Denise Moody, and of course my brother Jensen Barney, and my sister May Olsen.
Amen, amen. And we have, amen, Auntie Betty.
Yes.
And Angela.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you want to go ahead and start in Genesis?
Sure will. I'm reading from 33:12. And Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are tender and that I must carefully keep the cows that are nursing their young. If they are driven hard just one day, all the animals will die. So let my Lord go on ahead of his servant while I move along slowly at the pace row before me, and that of the children until I come to my Lord and Seir." Esau said, "Then let me leave some of my men with you." "But why do that?" Jacob asked. "Just let me find favor in the eyes of my Lord." So that day Esau started on his way back to Seir. Jacob, however, where he built a place for him, and made shelters for his livestock. That is why the place is called Sokal. After Jacob came from Paddan Aram, he arrived safely at the city of Shechem in Canaan, and camped within sight of the city. For 100 pieces of silver, he bought from the sons of Hamor the father of Sechem, and plot of ground where he pitched his tent. There he set up an altar and called it El Elohe Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll do a roll call once again, and then we'll just go ahead right into our program tonight. I have Mom, Daddy Verner, Miss William, Denise, Auntie Betty, Angela, Miss Allen?
Yes.
Okay, are you by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And myself. Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Don't come get your phone.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your patience, for your guidance, for peace and joy. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week. Lead and guide us. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service that is not of you. Allow your Holy Spirit to flow throughout these airways and allow us to hear your holy words being shared. And allow us to be doers of your words. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you have done, for all that you are doing, and for all that you will do, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line, America, and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we had more callers. Brian?
Me and Daniel. Amen.
Me and Daniel. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to go right on into our program. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, could you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes.
Him and said,
Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible.
With man this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, we're just going to go down the list. You have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. Mom, I have you up first. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 91 in the passage of taking shelter in the Most High. If I had another hot, humid day in Washington metropolitan area, the late afternoon sky was just beginning to get cloudy. When we left the church parking lot in the suburbs, my granddaughter, Krista, and I went a route to the Howard University campus to pick up grandmother, Lily, when we heard a radio announcement about approaching tornadoes as we listened to the news flash. The sky grew dark and large raindrops began to hit the windshield faster and faster. On the radio, the newscast described the prediction path of the tornado and warned those in the path to seek shelter. When we arrived at the campus, the storm was raging, trees were bending, and debris was being tossed about so that we could not even leave the car to run for shelter. something within seemed to be directing me to sit still and be calm. Then almost as quickly as it had begun, the storm passed over. The sky began to brighten, and Grandma Liz emerged from the building as if nothing had happened. Life is filled with personal storms and challenges. Through years of experience, I have become convicted that our emotional and physical storms can be even more devastating than nature. Tornado. Psalm 91, however, reminds us that we who are faithful, committed to God, are blessed to dwell, that is, to live in a wonderful place of eternal security and protection. In that shelter, we shall find peace in the shadow of the omnipotent God. The creature of the universe, as he worked on our behalf, creator of the universe, has worked on our behalf. The real beauty is found in the personal note from God in verse 14 and 16. What answer promise for those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I want y'all to love everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi.
Okay. I want to read a little bit of, I'm going to try to read a little bit of Psalm 124.
Amen.
I ain't got my book with me right now, but amen.
Amen.
Okay. If this had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when they rose up against me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let me read it for him, because he just don't know how to read without crying. Let me read it for him. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our souls. Then flowing the waters would have gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mike, going back to you sharing out of Psalms 91. Daniel, thank you for the words that you shared out of Psalms 124. And thank you, Brian, for having his back. All right, amen. Amen. Okay, that takes me right to Angela. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, coming out of 1 Thessalonians, did I say that right? Thessalonians? Anyway, don't stifle the Spirit's work. How blessed are believers because of the indwelling Holy Spirit. He brings us new life and gives us the assurance that we are God's children. He guarantees our redemption and empowers us for ministry. He prays for us and guides us into all truth. He gives us victory over fleshly desires and helps us to worship God in all sincerity. But his work is not always evident or productive in the believer. Thus Paul writes to the church in their put out the Spirit's fire. Why was this necessary? Unfortunately, we can quench or suppress the Spirit's work in our lives if we are ignorant of His ways, fail to recognize how our lives, if we are, how He operates in the church, or if we do not submit to His control. All of these stifle the free manifestations of the Spirit, and we suffer the loss of benefits. Spirit-controlled life.
Angela, did you finish?
No, I didn't. I was trying to wait on that background noise because I knew it blocked me out. These was always the danger that the impulses of the flesh might usurp the place of the energy of the Spirit in the assembly. Worship in Christian assembly is designed to glorify God for who He is and for what He has done through Jesus Christ. True worship is possible only through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, sincere believers should guard against any impulse to worship or serve in the energy of the flesh, thereby inhibiting the importance of the Spirit. Where He is unrestricted, there will be peace, order, freedom, joy, and thanksgiving. As believers, then, let us be diligent to follow the leading of the Spirit in every area of our lives. And I leave you with the prayer, Lord, forgive us for stifling the Spirit in our lives and help us to follow His leading for Your name's sake. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, thank you for that, Angela. Let's see here. Daddy Werner?
Yes.
Have good news to share with the group?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'll be reading from Psalm number 27.
Amen.
And the seventh be fearless deliverance. And the message in April 2012, Alabama experienced tornadoes that destroyed home, business, and churches that claim the life of some residents. Surveying the damage in the aftermath caused strong feelings of disbelief and hopelessness. The perception that took years of hard work to accumulate was completely gone. Homes were demolished, and churches were blown off by foundation. The worst of one devastation was the love one who had lost her life or was missing. Instead of just being thankful for the storm passing over them, the citizens unaffected by the tarnation later bonded with the rest of the state to aid in the cleanup and rebuilding of Alabama. Food, clothes, shoes, and other necessities were donated in large numbers. There are several examples in the Bible where God allowed stone to cause the rebuilding of faith. Whether your poisonous stone came to teach you a lesson, clear everything of people that were hindering your spirit to grow, simply to push you to start anew. It was meant to make you strong in the Lord. Use your stone story as testimony and watch it impact someone's life to fully embrace the feelingness, the feeling deliverance of God. Prayer. Lord, I cannot begin to thank you for the lesson learned in the midst of a lifestone. Help me to always share my testimony with those that can benefit the most. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. We did have another caller to join in. Hubert?
Yes, shalom, shalom. Excuse me.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the group tonight. Okay, we're going to move on. Miss Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
From 1 John 5th chapter, 16th verse through the 19th. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the way of the wicked one. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Miss Allen. Brian, did you have something you wanted to share with the group tonight, or were you satisfied with what you covered?
I was going to read Psalm 122.
Okay, amen.
I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. The thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Brian. I will go next, and I'll come to you out of the Daily Bread. And the title is Heaven on Earth. And you can get the reading out of Ecclesiastes 2:15-26. The Singapore developer of an extravagant condominium advertised its new project as Rediscover Heaven on Earth. I suppose it meant to convey to prospect buyers that their purchase would be so luxurious that it would be like living in heaven while here on earth. Solomon, the writer of Ecclesiastes, was an extremely wealthy man. He tried to find heaven on earth and had the means to live as luxuriously as he could wish. Yet he wasn't satisfied. So disillusioned was he with life, he described it with just one word, vanity. And he repeated that word 8 times in chapter 2 alone. As long as he looked only at life under the sun, he felt hollow and dissatisfied. All of his striving was ultimately futile. There would come a day when he would have to relinquish his possession and leave them to someone else. If you are a Christian, you can look to Christ's promise of a heavenly home that he has gone to prepare. out of John 14:2. That's why Paul advised those who are enjoying what God has given, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Don't try to find heaven on earth. You won't, no matter how hard you look. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Denise, are you listener or are you speaking tonight?
I have a scripture I would like to share.
Amen.
Psalms 143, starting at the 8th verse. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all of my foes, for I am your servant.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Denise. That takes me right into Hubert. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Excuse me, did you call me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have something I'd like to share. International. I'll be reading of the excellency of wisdom. For wisdom is the official of all, taught me. Nature and incomparable dignity of wisdom. For in her is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not boastful, loving the good, keeping unhampered, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all power, all seeing, all prevailing, all spirits. Through they, the intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion and penetrates and prevails all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, though that is subtle unto her, for she is of eternal life, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she who is one can do all things and renew everything, while herself pre-endures. And fastened into holy souls from age to age, she produced friends of God and prophets. But there is nothing God loves, but is not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is the fairer than the sun, and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes peace. dense, for that indeed night plan, but wickedness prevail not over wisdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Hubert. Let's take me right into Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm going to read the book of James, chapter 1, starting at verse 19. It said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluous all naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholding himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religious is vain. Pure religion and undivided before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Miss Williams, we missed you last week, so I know you got some good words for us tonight.
I surely do. Okay. I'll be sharing from Ecclesiastes, beginning with verse 9. It reads as thus: what does the worker gain from his work? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Whatever is has already been, and whatever will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I thought in my heart, God will bring to judgment both the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. I would like to read the explanation for verses 12 and 14. It says to be happy and do good while we live are worthy goals for life, but we can sometimes pursue them in the wrong way. God wants us to enjoy life. When we have the proper view of God, we discover that real pleasure is found only in enjoying whatever we have as a gift from God, not in what we accumulate. Verse 14 says, what is the purpose of life? It is that we should revere the all-powerful God. And to revere God simply means to respect and stand in awe of him because of who he is. Purpose in life starts with whom we know and what we know or how good we are. It is impossible to fulfill God's purpose unless we revere God and give him first place in our lives at all times, under every and in every circumstance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. And that takes us right into the sick and shut in. Angela?
Okay. Lord, we come to you with a prayer for healing for our loved ones who are suffering physically, mentally, or spiritually. Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellikai, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Miss Waters and family, Lenny and family, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Laitler, George and Rayco and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Cheryl Richardson, Jeff Rodney Claw, Wanda, and Maxine, and any others that are our family and friends that are ill. Lord, we ask for your miracle of healing. We ask you to remove any hurts, any turmoils, any pains, trauma, shock, and any anguish that are deep within our souls that we have been created at any time in our lives that need to be removed. Heavenly Father, we ask you to loose into each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. Heavenly Father, we ask you to camp your angels around us, guard and protect us, and destroy any evil spirits that try to come against us. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Ghost anointing, power, and presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Angela. And that takes us right into our birthdays, the week of August 11th through August 17th. For starters, I have Marilyn, her sister, 17th. I have Dominique, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, is the Jewel birthday also this week? Mom? Is it Jewel's birthday this week also?
Mom.
Amen.
Yeah,
any other birthday?
Loretta, yes.
It is. Okay. Is it the 17th? I think it's 2 days after Dominique. Yeah.
Rita. Oh. Come on.
Jerita was the...
No, she said Frida.
Frida. Oh, the 17th also, that's right. Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize?
There's Pierre and Sage, that's Auntie Kara's grandbaby.
Pierre and Sage, oh, I just met them.
On the 16th.
Amen. Any other birthdays we need to honor? Okay, Daddy Werner, would you do us the honor of singing the happy birthday song?
All right, come on, Sherry.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy and Company.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, that takes us right into our praise report testimony, songs, our poem, and I'll just go down the list, share, if not, just pass. And Mom, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, all I want to say, I've just been so thankful and grateful to Ms. William and Ms. Moody and her husband and for being here this week. It has been a pleasure just being here. He and I have experienced a whole lot from them, and I'm just grateful. That's my
Amen. Extend the family. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Daniel, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do want to share something, though. I had a blessed Sunday last week on Mama's birthday.
Amen.
I saw people I haven't seen in 30 and 20 years. So, yeah.
Amen.
Then my son partner for me, you know. So I just wanna shoot out something that I saw Gilmore. He sung a song to me. I'm gonna just give you a little piece of it, okay?
Amen.
He said, "I don't know what you come to do." I can't grab my feet. I can't intercept.
Ooh.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Brian, can you follow that?
I'm laughing though. You can't even talk about it. You can't even talk about it while I cry.
Brian, we look at the fact that the Lord is working.
Jesus wept.
That's why
I get
so close
to blame.
Yeah, Jesus wept.
I'm going to watch it.
I just want to pass. I just want to say I passed all my classes with like B's and A's, so 1A, 2B's.
Okay, so you're on the AB honor roll. Amen. Amen. Keep up the good work. Keep it up. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Brian. Thank you so much. Angela, any good news to share with the group?
Yes. Congratulations, Brian. I'm still reading from Praying for Our Adult Children. The header is Be Protected and Survive Tough Times. Lord, we pray that you would surround our adult children with your angels to keep watch over them so that they will not stumble. Help them to hear your voice leading them and teach them to obey you so that they will always be in your will and at the right place at the right time. We pray that the fear of the Lord will be for them a fountain of life that will serve to turn them away from the snares of death. We pray that you will keep your eyes on them and that they will not take their eyes off of you. Help them to learn to dwell in your shadow where they are protected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Angela. Daddy Werner, any good news? Or are you singing this week?
No, I'm cooling this week. So just above no copping on my time, I'm about to follow up trying to sing. I like to read on the 50 number Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. praise him for the mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sign of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. Praise him with the tremor and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the live cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Daddy. And that moves us into Miss Allen. Any other news you have to share with us tonight?
I you want to read a couple of verses from Revelation?
Amen.
And then at the fourth verse, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirit who are before him, who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the king of the earth, to him who loved us and watched us from our sin in his own blood, and has made us king and priests of his God and Father. To him be glory and dimension forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Okay, I will go next, and I have a praise report, followed by requests, followed by a song. Amen?
Amen.
Most of you know that I have been seeking part-time work, and yesterday I received a call. Well, actually, it was Friday, was it? Friday I received a call that I do have an interview set for tomorrow at 6 p.m., so I am requesting or asking from all of you to send a prayer up at 6 o'clock for me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, here's the song. God is God, and he won't change. God is God, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my healer, and he won't change. God is my healer, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Denise, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm just
actually very grateful that my uncle and my auntie, they were able to spend some time up here with us, and we have certainly been blessed by their presence, by their good advice, and by their technique for cooking.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, just really been blessed by their spirit. They're leaving tomorrow, and we hate to see them go, but I'm praising God for the time that we did have together.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Man, thank you, Denise. Okay, Hubert, any other news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read from the book of Psalms 119.
Amen.
Starting in verse 9. How shall a young man be faultless in his ways? By keeping to your words. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your command. Within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinance of your mouth. In the way of your decrees I rejoice, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. In your statutes I will delight. I will not forget your words. Amen.
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 All
right.
Hubert, don't you have a praise report to share with the group tonight? What's going on in September?
Oh yes. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Look out. Yes, I'll be graduating Cincinnati Cooks September the 6th. And right now, I'm doing very well among the top of my class right now. And I give thanks and praise to the Lord for better for coming up. And also, I got my
You're breaking up.
Okay, out of that praise, God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, how you going to be the best chef when I'm the number one chef, man?
Get your papers.
All right, now. You trying to learn, I already know.
Get your papers.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Auntie Betty?
No, bro. I was there messing with you. Do you love me messing with you, all right?
Shalom, my name.
Yes, I'm going to sing a verse, I Want to See Him.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's our path home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, burning souls to Calvary, to the Clemson flow. Many arrows pierced my soul from without within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my
Lord, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
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 Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And Miss William, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, before I share, well, this is Sharon also. I'd just like to give praises and thanks to our Father God for this beautiful time I've been able to spend with my brother and my sister in love. These past days have been so pleasant and so beautiful. And we just know she's a little angel that God has sent to this family. And we praise and thank God for her and also the rest of the family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to share with us, taken from Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 15. It says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power to us who believe." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Angela, that concludes our roundtables for praise, testimony, songs, and poems, and that takes us right into our serenity prayer. Angela, can you lead us out in that, please?
Sure. God grant me.
God grant me.
Serenity to accept.
Serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage. Change the things that I can change.
Change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Angela. Let's see. The closing prayer for tonight is Matthew 6:9. Miss Allen, can you lead us out in that?
6:9.
Yes, ma'am. And if everyone would bow their head, please.
I got an assignment. Okay, I'm trying. Okay, in this matter, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us
from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Allen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you, Denise, for joining in with us, and you are welcome to come back anytime. Amen.
Amen.
And I pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. We had at least six people that come out of Psalms. Amen. Yes. God is present. God is present. Ecclesiastes yes. was shared. John, James, Thessalonians. Oh, God is just good. I tell you, he is just so good, so good. Okay, and remember, the devil is always busy. So we must keep him at bay. So when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Remember to keep God first in all that you do. May God continue to bless us all in Jesus' name. We're calling on for traveling mercy this week. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay. Everyone have a blessed week and good night, and we love you all.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. Thought for the week: set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. Colossians 3:2. Good night. Love you.